Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the Old Testament reading. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, listen again to the text. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Well, that's quite a sermon right there, isn't it? Should I stop now? I could, but you'd probably dock my paycheck. Or maybe you'd give me a raise. I'm going to chance it. I will dare to say more. So back to the Lord's words. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Especially when God does a kingdom of heaven thing. Yes, when he does that, my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. Well, what's on God's mind regarding the kingdom of heaven will completely blow your mind. Yes, his thoughts are not your thoughts. So get ready to have the circuits of your mind blown today, totally. Minds blown so that you will, as the text says, forsake your wicked ways and evil thoughts. So that you will, as the text says, seek the Lord, call on the Lord, turn to the Lord while he may be found, while he is still near in his Good Friday mercy and forgiveness. Oh, I said it, mercy and forgiveness. Those words go with what kind of people? Sinners. In order to qualify for divine mercy and forgiveness, you first have to be a sinner. Sinner? Yes, I said sinner. What's on God's mind comes from his mouth. He has something to say. And it's this: you're a sinner. You are people of unclean lips and hearts. You know, the idolatrous and unbelieving kind of sinners, the hardcore ones. God would never say that to you, would he? Call you a sinner? An impure, unclean, hellacious sinner? Yes, he would. And he does, boldly, categorically. Now, I know that you beg to differ, but he ignores all your protests. He blows off your dissent. He pays no heed to your opposition. He totally opposes your thoughts and your ways. God instead tells the truth. He exposes you, or as they say today, he outs you. That is to say, you're a sinner. Truly you are, and you deserve God's temporal and eternal punishment. And what you have earned because of your sin is a forever and ever hell. But you believe the lie, and it goes like this. Well, you know, I'm not perfect, but I'm really not that bad. God certainly will take all my good into consideration. All my good, when God looks at it, will certainly outweigh all my bad. It's no wonder, then, that God thunders in the text, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. And so that's why God unleashes the Holy Spirit through this text today to not only CAT scan you or x-ray you, namely to show you your sin and reveal that you're a sinner, but also to do something that is so scandalous, to actually attack you. To crush you. To demolish you. To convict you. To kill your wicked old Adam. That is to say, to put you, your sinful nature, to death. God would do that. Yes, he does. He does what it takes. Even though you and many others call it absolutely unthinkable, outrageous, scandalous, and many would call it even immoral. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. Now, how goes your thinking now? Well, if you thought that all of the above was mind-blowing, you haven't heard anything yet. Get a load of what God does with you, his sinners. He kills you in order to do what with you? To make you alive. He gospels you. Lasters become firsters. Doing what it takes to save you, to raise you from the dead. He doesn't give your sin what it deserves. He doesn't give you hell. He gives you heaven. He doesn't count your sin against you. He, God, takes on your flesh and your blood. He enters into your entire mess. He covers and he cleanses your sin with his divine blood. And so he does the incredible. He does what no one would ever think of or do. He has mercy. He forgives freely, and not also freely, but abundantly, plentifully, copiously, richly. Why? Well, here's why. Because Jesus, God's Son, did a Good Friday death for all and for you as well. He didn't leave you or anybody's sin out of his Good Friday sacrifice. Jesus is instead, he's the one who took what you deserved. He was made to be the curse. He was damned with all your sin and the world's sin as he bore it all in his body on the tree. That's how God loved the world and you. Doesn't that blow your mind? God would do that for you? Yes. Now, I know that there are those who call such thoughts and ways reckless and unfair. Don't you go there. At the end of the day, Jesus doles out his Good Friday mercy and forgiveness, his Good Friday salvation. His Good Friday salvation, completely and totally for all. You only get left out, and I want you to listen very carefully. You only get left out and get hell if you bullishly and foolishly insist on begrudging his royal and divine generosity. You'll only get what you deserve over Jesus generously given into death for your salvation, dead on the cross, divine body. So here we are. Even today, the Lord Jesus does a kingdom of heaven thing again, where my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. That's a good thing. I mean, really it is. After all, your salvation depends on God's thoughts and God's ways. And to you, his sinners, he invites you to seek him while he may be found, call on him while he is near, turn to him for even more flood-like mercy and forgiveness that comes from that Good Friday dying. Where's that? I'll tell you where it is. It's at the sacrament of the altar. Find him there. Call upon him there. For in this sacrament, he is very near to you, to be for you, God in the flesh for you, dishing out heaping portions of salvation from his table, handing out all the benefits of his last will and testament. Today, yes, today, brothers and sisters, he takes incredibly. He takes bread and wine, and with the bread and the wine, he gives you his Good Friday body and blood to eat and drink with the most magnificent of all divine promises. It's given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Now, who in the world would ever think of a thing like that? The Lord Jesus. And for whom would he do such a thing? For me? For you? Absolutely. He gave his body and blood into death on the cross to win your salvation, and now he sees to it that you receive it in the sacrament. Doesn't that just blow your minds and melt your hearts? My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. In the name of Jesus. Amen.